On the line, we are joined by Mr. Sam, who works for the Global Information and Insights Provider Chance Union. Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning, Arthur. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. And good morning to your listeners.
Awesome. Now, according to one of your reports, the Omnichannel Fraud Report for 2023, 34% of Namibian consumers said they have been targeted by fraud from September to December 2022. So digital fraud is becoming a big issue. Why do you think that is?
Well, Arthur, if you look after the... So this is sort of a post-pandemic issue that we're now really closely monitoring on. Mm-hmm. So after during COVID, every organization was forced by the circumstance to move towards digital transactions or digital ways of servicing customers.
Yes.
It accelerated digital transformation in most organizations. And with that said, it equally opened up this portal for fraudsters to start taking advantage of customers who probably might not be vigilant or unaware of the risks and dangers of, you know, transacting via online on different channels for whatever services and goods that they could be looking for.
Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the report, the fraud report, the Omnichannel fraud report, and I've noticed that you've looked at digital fraud and the problem we're facing now at many parts of the world: Rwanda, Zambia, India, Kenya, Mexico, and we're looking at Namibia specifically. And according to your report, account takeovers were up by 69%. In Namibia, identity theft is up by 65%, and stolen credit cards are up by 64%. Now, also according to the report, the main types of fraud in Namibia is phishing, smishing, and vishing. Now, can you please explain to us what phishing, smishing, and vishing is?
Sure, Arthur. So look, if we want to maybe take a step back and say, when we look at online fraud, which are the most hit sectors of the market, right? So you find financial services is obviously the most hit segment of the market. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is fraudsters are trying to get information so that they can, you know, manipulate the system. They can go in and, you know, get back that they've not worked for. They can, you know, inconvenience our customers by opening accounts or, you know, personification of other people to, you know, get money from institutions that offer financial services.
Yes.
So they use different methodologies, like what you've just mentioned, and depending on what is the most easy one to get information from customers, they will go for that. And posters work in syndicates that disseminate information, and they share what's happening in different spaces and places of our regions that we operate in. And like you said, in Namibia, smishing is what's currently the most used methodology by scammers. And it's just a way where they use text messages to attempt to trick people in revealing data. Mm-hmm. So you think about it, you're just you know, on your phone and you get an SMS alert that, you know, do you want a loan? Can you reply to this SMS with your ID number? And because we're in difficult times, and even if you look at the period which the report was analyzed, which is, you know, September to December, we're going into the first season. A lot of people are looking for easy ways to get money, quick bucks. They can, you know, spoil their loved ones during the first season. Mm-hmm. Anyone who seems to offer some form of relief for you via a loan, sometimes customers will just go for it without necessarily checking what that is. Now, so Namibia, phishing or an SMS is the most used methodology. Phishing is when they call you and try to, you know, act as a market telemarketer, or they're calling from the bank or some institution and try to, you know, work with your emotion in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, take on information from you.
And now, with phishing, smishing, and vishing being a big problem in Namibia, how can one protect themselves from these particular fraud types?
You know, I always talk about things being too good to be true. Don't let your guard down, right? No one is in the business of just giving you money for free,
yeah,
right? And customers need to be constantly be educated about that. Organizations need to start sharing information to their customers about, we are not running any money campaigns. We're not running any loan giving campaigns. Be vigilant, because probably there are some information that is on the market that is misleading. Effectively, you know, organizations need to start thinking about digital fraud risk as an issue, and businesses should ensure that there are strong authentication processes in place, as well as streamlined technology or multi-layer identity solutions that can help to reduce the risk of potential attacks on their omni-channels, and also help customers to have their information protected. So second layer type of authentication layer helps with, you know, mitigating any potential losses that customers could face when their information has been compromised by potential fraudsters. So we urge our organizations to do that. And we urge customers to obviously double check. If it's something that just popped in your email or just popped on your SMS, double check with the organization. Mm-hmm. Are you running a campaign? I've received a message on a loan offer. Is something that is true? And usually, and most of the time, it is not.
Yes, definitely. And you did mention that the sharing of information is quite important. Now, the TransUnion usually releases some reports. So how does one actually access the reports released by the TransUnion?
Look, we have obviously online presence in Namibia. We have a web page where obviously our customers can go to www.transunionafrica.com/Namibia. We have a lot of leadership that is obviously there. They can obviously try to get a hold of us via office number 061-227-142, 061-227-142, or SMS our line 081-341-8727. 081-341-8727, and speak to any one of our consultants. They'll be happy to direct them on the right way to even access their credit information, because we also, by legislation, give customers their credit information where they can check whether any of the information that is lying on their credit information is correct.
Okay.
Most of the time, our customers come into realizing that there is an account that has been opened on their profile that they were not even aware of.
Wow.
So constantly engage our institutions like ourselves to check your information will give you clarity and will give you view of how to obviously work around and protect your data.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Sam, for that informative chat. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Azar, and have a good one too, man.